tie. So that's good. That's good for our league. They played some good teams, and you know, now I think they've tried to venture on the road and see what happens. But good. I think our league did very well on the weekend, and you know, showed well. And obviously, we had some league games too. So yeah. We're not alone in first place anymore, Dirk. We have company up there. But that's going to happen, and it's going to be an interesting year this year. I think there's some really good teams. You know, we haven't touched on Northern yet, but we'll get into some of that. But there's some good hockey teams in our league, and you're going to see some exciting hockey every night. And I like the way, I like the style of play that our league is going to. A lot of teams really get after it, can really skate and have some high-end skills. So I'm really encouraged and looking forward to the games.
Well, really quick, before we take a break, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Northern Michigan. Those are big wins against a Big Ten team. Yes, they're at the Resch Center, neutral ice, but 2-0 and 4-1. I mean, that's impressive.
Well, yeah, no question. And obviously, Wisconsin's similar to Notre Dame. They lost quite a bit of firepower from last year, and they've got some good young talent. It's going to take some time before they develop that. But good for Northern. I mean, Northern, you still have to go in and play the games and find a way to win them. And Northern did a real nice job, and they're going to be a good team. You know, they got Dahlstrom and Ned, who's you know, Joey Sean did a real good job with over there. So they're going to be a force in our league. Just, you know, you start going through our league, and you know, you're looking for a soft team or somewhere. There aren't going to be any, but that's what you want. You know, it's going to be a battle every night, and we're looking forward to it. And good for our league. I think our league is 5-0-1, I think, against the Big Ten currently. Now we're going to have some games on the road against the Big Ten teams too, so that always balances it out.
All right, and Bowling Green against Alabama Huntsville, those are the only league games, I believe. Bowling Green winning both of those, 5-0 on Friday night, 4-1 on Saturday night. So
yeah, Bowling Green's got a good team. I mean, they'll be right up there with the Ferrises and you know, Minnesota States, who people pick to be in that top four in the league.
All right, Blake Hedela joins us on the other side. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93. If you have a question for Coach, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Budweiser knows that going to a ball game is about way more than just the game, especially during the postseason. So raise your bud and repeat after me. Here's to the pennant race, the wild card, and the fall classic. Here's to the rally monkey, the bloody sock, and willing the ball fair. Here's to Game 6 comebacks, Game 7 walk-offs, and folks going crazy. Here's to an unexpected hero on two bad legs, and I don't believe what I just saw. Here's to ice-cold Budweiser waiting in the clubhouse, and championship banners waiting to be raised. Here's to the beer that has always been there, and the game we call our national pastime. Here's to Budweiser. Here's to baseball. Budweiser is a proud sponsor of the postseason and the official beer of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop has a new mobile ordering app. Coffee faster than you can say.
Topingo.
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 Take it from a pro. Topingo.
Topingo.
Topingo mobile app is an easy way to order your favorite items from Coach's Corner Coffee Shop.
Topingo.
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 Coach's Corner proudly serves Starbucks coffee, sandwiches, wraps, salads, muffins, and scones. Order with
Topingo.
Download Topingo today. Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech SDC.
It's Chevy Truck Month, the time when truck guys can depend on great offers on the 2014 North American Truck of the Year, Chevy Silverado. From the family of the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickups on the road, visit ChevyDealer.com or visit Kissel Chevrolet in Calumet. Dependability based on longevity, 1987 through April 2013. Full-size pickup regulations.
Low line change there. Coming back 3-on-1 now, Michigan Tech. Gould is in. Pass to the front. Scores! Hedela with his second goal of the game on a pretty play by Malcolm Gould. And the Huskies tack on another one, 5-1 with 22 seconds remaining.
Blake Hedela joins us here on the Mel Pearson Show. Good morning, Blake. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good morning, Derek. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Nice to have you with us. A couple of big goals down at Lake State. Nice to get some tallies early on this in this campaign, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's good to get going early. Just not only for myself, but for the team to get a couple wins.
Blake, how do you? You seem to be a very opportunistic type of player out there. When you get your shot, sometimes it seems like maybe you're not actually handling the puck a whole lot, but when you get it on your stick, you have that knack to put it in the net. Have you kind of always seen that at that side of your game, even before you got to be a Michigan Tech Husky?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to say I could control a game, but that's not really me. I've always had a good knack around the net, and haven't always had the best shot, but I've always managed to be able to score goals at most levels I've played.
Well, you have, Blake. I have a question for you. People always ask me, especially the local kids. As far as advice goes, what was the biggest challenge for you coming out of high school here in Michigan, and then obviously becoming a good Division I player? What do you think are the most important things or the hardest things that you had to do to get to the level where you're at now?
Just improve my skating and my strength, I guess. Skating has been something that I've struggled with most of my life. I just don't have natural quickness and speed, but I've worked at it a lot, and I think I've improved immensely since I've gotten to Tech, and that kind of came with the strength too. I was when I played high school hockey here, I was 115 pounds, I think, and that was a long time ago.
Were you made out of graphite? They make those lighter, too.
Yeah, I think so.
115 pounds. Well, talk a little bit about your junior career in the SJHL, and the big step from that league, obviously, to playing Division I hockey.
Yeah, well, I started my senior year of high school. I went to Bismarck, North Dakota, and I played that year in the North American League, and started out the year pretty well and had some issues and ended up not playing a whole lot by the end of the year, and found a new home the next year in Saskatchewan and Melfort, and I had a great team, great coach, had great billet families up there, and I loved it. It was a little bit different style of play. It was not quite as skilled as some of the leagues that guys on our team are coming from, or whether it's the USHL or the BCHL, but it was really good hockey, and helped me improve on the things that I needed to work on, and got to play with some good guys, and ended up getting a chance to come to Tech.
Blake, it's Coach here. So obviously, my hometown's Flin Flon, Manitoba. So being in the Saskatchewan Junior League, did you have the opportunity to visit the beautiful Whitney Forum in Flin Flon?
I had the opportunity to go to the Whitney Forum plenty of occasions. I think that's the one rink in 2 years that I didn't get one win in, and might be the only rink that I didn't score a goal in as well.
Well, yeah, it's tough in Flin Flon. They just don't let anybody walk in there and beat them or score. But do you have any memories of the your trip to Flin Flon?
Negative? we played them in the playoffs. I think it was my first year up there, and there was, I want to say we lost 3-0, and there was a fight, and for each goal and the fight, they threw a moose leg onto the ice, and then after the game when they won, they threw another moose leg onto the ice.
Well, lots of moose in Flin Flon, but anyway, no, it's a great hockey town. And who is your coach in Melfort?
Daryl Mann.
Yeah, good coach. So, but no, obviously it's Blake's paid his dues. He had to leave and play some junior hockey like most players do, and find their way. And then obviously when you get into college, it's another step up, and then you have to establish yourself and find a role to play. And Blake's obviously done a real good job. And being a senior now, I expect him to have his best year.
Blake Hedela is with us from Michigan Tech Hockey, and I want to ask you, Coach, when Blake is in the lineup, what determines who he plays with as far as what kind of guys you want him with to make that line the best it can be?
Well, the nice thing about Blake is he got some versatility. I feel I can play him on the left side, which he's a right-hand.